This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to DrinkWise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for DrinkWise. Got kids at home? If having a drink, be a positive role model and DrinkWise in front of your kids. I'll give you the new ball this week, Hutchie.
Yeah, some feedback here to start with from Andrew Barrett. Don't know if he's related to you or not. It just says...
No relation.
To the three of us, including Jane, our producer, wanted to say he was a long-time listener. He's also in the media industry, so probably our bullseye audience target. And he likes it. And he does actually like it when we talk about non-sport issues, much to my disagreement. He enjoys hearing us talk about... I'm not reading this out. He enjoys hearing us talk about politics and political issues. That's not possible. As a sporting fan and political observer, he feels it's a nice mix. So he knows we get a lot of negative feedback on this, do we? We get negative feedback?
Yep.
I don't even take any notes of the feedback, but wanted to give you guys some positive feedback and thinks we should do more of it. Okay, well, let me step you through my thoughts on the US presidential election while I've got you, Andrew, in 14 days' time. So this is how I think it's going to go down, right? We've got I'm joking. Thank you, Andrew.
Sam Thompson on Twitter, Hutchie. Open mic finishes up this week. If you guys could interview any footballer or coach from any era, open mic style, what would it be? Sorry, who would it be?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I still... if you were to get the all-in on this, I still think Gary Ablett's the one. Gary Ablett Senior.
Yeah, I would say Senior at the top. I think Brian and Ben Cousins together would be fascinating too, particularly the dad and what he's been through. I really
again might. If you got the full version, not the one. Again, not criticizing. So sometimes when you get access to these people, Gary Ablett, even Ben Cousins in the past, you don't get the true story, do you? If you got the true story, that'd be fascinating.
Gary Ablett Senior, I still think I'm interested in Brian Cousins and admire what he's been able to put up with as a father and deal with. Historically, the people that don't speak would always be interesting, like a Bruce Dool or someone back in footy times who doesn't often speak.
Chris Diastoli on Twitter, with both wanting a farm life and, another quote, a desire to be closer to nieces and nephews, just added to reason seeking a trade bingo. What other gems can we expect in the weeks ahead? That's obviously a reference to Jeremy Cameron's desire to leave the Giants and head to the Cats. We're going to hear a few old cliches in the next few weeks, Archie.
Yeah, and let's be clear. Mount Gambier and Geelong are not 10 kilometres away. They're about 6 hours away. Like, they're not even remotely the same town. They're miles apart. I don't think at the moment you're actually allowed to even drive there because of the stage restrictions. So that to give you an idea how far apart they are. We're going to fresh start, change, get my body right. You're going to see all that.
Reset.
Yeah, reset, new position, change of environment. All that stuff's going to happen again.
Mike Davenport on Facebook, have you heard what percentage of people left their membership with the club at the start of the year rather than take it back? And what special would you do for members next year? Mike, the numbers on that were extraordinary. It was only about 1% which requested a return of money on monies already paid for memberships. The problem I see in that is that next year's a whole different ball game. No one's parted with their cash yet. To your second point of your question, what special act would you consider for members next year? Hutchie, this is your space. What do clubs need to do to entice people back next year, given that they're not going to be able to sell with 100% clarity what they're going to get?
Well, they need to be more industrious. They need to have a greater value proposition, because clearly last year's value proposition was based on attendance. I think what they've learnt is that people will put a value on non-attendance. Fans don't... You can be a fan these days, not even watch your team, let alone attend. So I think they will put more effort into non-match day offerings to provide an emotional connection to your club. And that's what I would do. And you can do that from a digital perspective probably better than anything. So that probably needs the most amount of work. Anthony Lawton via email last Wednesday night, Caro twice said, don't shoot the messenger in general conversation on Footy Classified. Is this her normal turn of phrase, or have we worded her up on ways to subtly cross-promote her podcast with Corey Perkin, which is being recorded, by the way, 10 minutes from now in here? Anthony, that's Caro's favourite saying, don't shoot the messenger. And any time I always felt you had her on the defensive in an argument, she'd say, don't shoot the messenger, and I used to always rib her about it, a bit of fun. So when we had the idea, Caro and myself, for the podcast on the way home from Footy Classified on many nights, which she's been kind enough to drive me that had to be the name of the podcast because, and it has a very, it's a very connectable brand for me. I thought it was a no-brainer for her podcast, and I think it stood the test of time. When you start a podcast, I think you need to have a name that you can at least imagine up in lights. And now whether it ends up in lights is another story. I think on the first morning of this podcast, you were going to call it whatever. I don't even know if you remember that.
I was, but sounding board's not much better, is it?
Oh, I think it stood up better than whatever would have.
I don't know what I was thinking of.
Whatever was the name of the podcast.
Well, I wanted to have it. I didn't want it to be linked to footy, which is what ever was about. But it wasn't necessarily a good idea, was it? Sounding board's a bit soft, I reckon, Hutch. It's not. I think we could have found a stronger one.
Do you? What would you have called it in hindsight?
Whatever.
We were literally on the way to record whatever on the first morning.
The Herald Sun would be quoting you. Hutchison said on whatever. Tyler McCary on Twitter. Hutchie, wondering if there is any way in the current rights that radio match replays can be put out to the public, and if not, could it potentially be worked into the next deal? It would be great as a Cats supporter to sit back and watch a replay with the K-Rock call going.
I'll tell you what, Tyler, we will do. We will make that happen for you next year.
Well,
there you go.
There you go, Tyler. You got a response already. Hutchie, there's a heap. I'm talking dozens of questions about the Reshore situation today. We again, just to all those people, we have addressed it. I hope we've addressed it sufficiently enough for the people asking questions about it in the main body of the sounding board. I'm just going to refer all those people back to the main body of this week's products, episode 38 of series 5. That was question time. For the sounding board, for Drinkwise. Got kids at home? If having a drink, be a positive role model and Drinkwise in front of your kids.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't Shoot the Messenger with Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin. Great local tips, books, screen food, recommendations, the week that was.
Oh, look, I do have a football-related crush. I hope you don't mind. It's not Damien Hardwick, even though he's a wonderful coach. My crush is Chris Fagan. He is reinvented.
You've had a thing about him.
Oh, I love Chris Fagan. I mean, I just think he's done such a great job at Brisbane. What an inspired choice he was by that club, the Brisbane Lions CEO Greg Swan, who took over that club when it was on its knees. I think Nathan Buckley does go into next year under a bit of pressure. I don't think he's going to get the sack, but I do think he's not the coach most under pressure.
For Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas, become best friends with Caro and Corey. Subscribe and listen today wherever you get your podcasts.